All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All right, 5 o'clock. Nice to have you with us. We've talked a lot of Red Wings today. Odyssey.com Rewind if you want it. Some incredible Derek Lalonde audio. You can go get it. I want to make sure we mix this in. And no, it's not Juwan. Juwan being fired, to me, if you had half a brain, that was the conclusion you came to, and it happened. I didn't need to hire a firm to get to that conclusion.
The biggest question for that is, what took so long?
No idea.
Like, seriously, it's like driving down the freeway, and you had, like, exit after exit after exit after exit.
They had to wait till Friday afternoon.
Oh.
Classic U of M news dump.
All right, you win.
But so we're going to go a different direction, because a week from today, we're going to be immersed in Onion's double order. Bill Raftery. We're going to be immersed in the NCAA tournament.
Nothing better than watching the entire casino jump up and down or throw tickets in the air off a last-second shot.
Yes. But I would encourage people, you probably need to savor the flavor, Rico, because this may be the last tournament that ever looks this way. Let me explain to you. There's a lot going on, and I'm going to stay as, like, 30,000 foot in the air overview as I can, because if you get in the weeds, we're going to lose all the listeners. So the NCAA and the Power Five are defendants in several antitrust cases right now, four to be specific. And the settlements in those cases are a real hurdle. They're going to bankrupt some people. They could bankrupt the NCAA. Damages in one case could be a reported $4.2 billion. That could bankrupt the NCAA. You're talking about eight-figure judgments against all schools. You will bankrupt schools. Then what you're getting to is part two of this, which is the greed element. So Pete Thamel wrote a piece, CBS Sports wrote a piece, the idea of, since the NCAA may go bankrupt in these, we'll break away, we'll do our own TV deal, because Mark Emmert was the worst executive in the history of executives.
Fair.
The tournament is supposed to be bringing them north of $1.2 billion a year. A year. They may break away, and guess who won't be invited? St. Peter's, Fairleigh Dickinson.
The little schools.
Yes.
Group of five.
Yes.
Not going.
So
your Oakland wouldn't be making the tournament
no,
this year.
No. So here's my question to you, the people. If the little guy is out of the NCAA tournament, or a lot of the little guys are going to end up going bankrupt, then haven't we destroyed the tournament itself? Because what makes the tournament the tournament? I know when I was younger, high school, it was seeing Old Dominion take Villanova and Kerry Kittles into triple OT. It was seeing Siena beat Ohio State. It was seeing...
Mike, it's how you found out that Princeton had a basketball team.
Pete Newell, back cuts.
Right.
Yes. That is what the tournament is. Yes, we love Duke, Kentucky, or Kansas, Michigan, Michigan State, Louisville. But it's the little guy. It is St. Peter's going on a run.
Or outside of this area, it is what Tennessee, what you call it? Giddy Potts. When they upset.
Middle Tennessee.
Yeah, Middle Tennessee, yeah. That's a big thing when all of a sudden you get the upset.
So if that goes away, if this turns into a TV network centric thing where it's only going to be the big schools. See, I've tried to have this conversation with college football and I get mocked. See, I don't think you're going to do that with March Madness. March Madness, if you take away all of those Oakland universities, you take away Grand Canyon, you take away whoever your hot pick is next week, Indiana State maybe.
Creighton's of the world.
Take it all away. and you're just left with Blue Magic, a brand name, that's not the NCAA tournament.
No. Well, can I give you something? Could you talk about Mountain West team in the Final Four last year? Would have been not there in the future.
Correct.
West Coast Conference, Conference USA. You had the MEAC automatic qualifier, made the Elite Eight last year. You had the MVC made it. The Ivy League made it. The Summit AQ made it. That would not happen anymore.
It wouldn't.
It would be.
And David, here's the thing. Like it or not, I often say, first 2 days, Thursday and Friday, everybody wants to see an upset unless it's your team. You're rooting for that 13, 14, 15 seed because you want to look smart. Now, the second weekend on, the next 2 weekends, you want to see the favorites win. You want to see Duke and Carolina. You want to see that type of Final Four. You don't want to see what you saw last year. But it's what makes the opening weekend, though, that Thursday and Friday so enjoyable are the upsets. Oh, my God, did you see UNC Baltimore Coast knocked off Virginia? Or Fairleigh Dickinson actually beat Purdue last year? You know, one seeds used to be untouchable. Not anymore. But, yeah, now, you know what? According to that, Mike, because it took me a second, because you sent me the article and I read it, and I was just like, oh, I thought you sent me the wrong one. But now I understand why you sent it to me. No, I mean, because I read it, I was like, huh, you know what? Maybe he was confused, sent me the wrong article. But it's a good article. But now I get it. You know who would be the upset-minded team in the new NCAA tournament? And MSU. Because it would just be all Power 5 schools in there, or Power 4 schools at this point, because the Pac-12 is going to go bye-bye. So, yes, now you're looking at low-seed MSU taking on, I'm trying to think, UConn even wouldn't be in there.
Yeah, they would.
Not Power 5.
Doesn't matter. They'll make up their own conferences. They'll take take the power schools. Look, the whole point I'm making, people, I'll simplify it. If the changes that are being talked about happen, haven't we destroyed the greatest sporting event in American sports?
This I'll give you. I know you like to make fun of me saying I ruined sports. No, but
that's
this one
breaking, man.
No, but this one I will give you. If they do this, it's not as fun. In college football, let's face it, no one gives that group of five school who gets the welfare. Here you go. You can sit at the table, but at the end of the table.
And they're right to do it for this reason. Football, you got a starting 22, and you need at least another 30 guys on the roster capable of playing. You need 50 guys minimum.
And I would say if you really want to win the national title, you need at least 10 NFL players on your roster.
College basketball, on any given day, five guys on that floor. One great player. Hey, shout out Harold Arsenault. One great player can put you out.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
If they do this, they will have wrecked the NCAA tournament.
Yeah.
So I would like to know from you as fans. You don't need to know the teams. Let's face it. None of us knew Maryland Baltimore County from Paducah State. But the night they beat Virginia, we were all Retriever fans.
The night they beat Virginia, I remember I was coming back from Little Caesars Arena covering the MSU practice, and I was trying to hurry back home and listening to it on satellite radio because I'm like, oh, my God, this is about to go down. History is about to be made. You want to see that. And, yes, when Oakland gets a spot outside of Kenny and Evan,
right,
you're
going to
be rooting for them saying, you know what, I want to see them actually win a game because you know how much it means for them. And, yeah, you're right. All it takes is one guy to get just scorching hot, dropping 35 points, and he may never do that again.
But this is another example, and guys, I keep saying it, and it's affecting me. It's affecting my ability to love the sports. Like, network should not be calling the shots in what is good for the game. You want to broadcast our sport? You can broadcast our sport. But you're not going to squeeze every bit of toothpaste out of the tube because it's destroying the very thing you're buying. I want to know if, hey, week from today, are you the person who takes a day off to watch March Madness? Are you the guy who gets no work done at the cubicle? Do you bet all the games? Are these changes going to rip the soul out of the game? Or are you, no, I'll go along with it. For me, it'll kill it.
See, I thought at first it was like, okay, you were upset because they were going to expand the tournament. And I'm like, well, Mike, that just means it's going to be more little schools. You're like, no. That's not what I sent you. Go back and reread it.
Here, I can't help
it. Like, oh, they're just going to eliminate the middleman altogether. Because I was like, okay, a 96-team tournament, it'll take a little getting used to. I'm not a big fan of that. But, yeah, this seems like they're just going to go – just pretty. It sounds like everybody's going to make the tournament. Whether you were good, like Michigan would be making the tournament.
No. Got to have a winning record.
No, Mike, if you do it the way that they're talking about in that article, you're just going to take all the teams. So if you want to do a 68-team conference, it's basically 68 Power 5 teams, which means everybody is in, which basically means regular season means nothing. Juwan would get a second chance in this weekend to start all over again.
David, ticket text coming in. What are your thoughts? I mean, David, go ahead. I mean, if you think, oh, Mike, you're old man yelling at clouds, I just feel like the NCAA tournament, Mike Krzyzewski has a lot of comments about this in the ESPN piece. They're going to wreck this event. They are.
Yeah, they are. And this
there will be no Furman versus Virginia.
See, and this has always been something that is sacred to me. I love the tournament. Every year, I want to watch the small school go up against the bigger school and upset them. I want to see, oh, man, how much better are they from last year? Because, you know, they were made it last year or whatever. I want to see that stuff. And this is, it's just sad, okay? Because I don't want TV, Rico. TV's ruining this.
My name in
TV
this.
TV is ruining this. They want to make the $1.2 billion.
Of strays today.
Yeah, you deserve the strays because you're the TV exec. You're the guy that ruined football, and now you're ruining basketball.
You could have took the same telecommunications class as I took as well, David.
No, it's just upsetting because you want to see the small school upset. When Purdue lost last year, oh, it was so great with my friends, my Purdue friend, grad, texting, and we won't get that anymore.
No, we won't. Was it San Diego State?
Well, and how about today? They approved a 14-team college football playoff before they ever saw the 12-team.
That was ridiculous.
It's parody. It's not even, it's just.
Because at that point, okay, here's what we're going to do. We're just going to break out the 14. Because what if the 12 works? And you've already said, just leave it at 4 until you're ready for the 14.
Never gave it a chance. Why go to 14? Go to 16 at that point.
And that's, yeah.
It's just, it's all greed. And it's killing the sport. And it has nothing to do with players getting paid. I have no problem with it. I want the players compensated. I want rules.
Yeah, sometimes people need to realize that less is actually more. When you keep doing everything over, now all of a sudden you oversaturate it and no one cares anymore.
And that, I got to be honest, if they do this, look, I'll always like it. I won't love it.
Okay, it's not the same, Mike, because, yeah, one of the things that I like on Selection Sunday is when they set up the cameras at all the little schools who don't know if they're going to make it. And then you see them jumping up and down, or you see them eating sad pizza when they don't. But I like saying that, like, oh, man, I really hope that this team makes a tournament, knowing they're going to lose the first game. But it's going to mean so much that 10 years from now, they're going to have a reunion of that team who made the tournament.
Plus, who wants to see 18-14 Minnesota as the small school? Like, all you're doing is putting bad
right, and that's
major conference teams in.
That's what I said. All of a sudden, you'll be looking at Indiana, Minnesota, all of those teams will be in the tournament if you do it the new way.
2-4-8-5.
I'm with you on this.
I know. Maybe I missed the mark with the people. Maybe they don't care. Maybe as long as there's a bracket to fill out, they're into it. I just thought after 3 hours of Wingstalk, we could mix it in.
You know
maybe
what it is?
I did a bad job here.
No. You know what it is, Mike? It's one of those things that now you are ahead of your time. You're ahead of the curve. People don't realize it yet, but come next year, they're going to remember, oh, yeah, this is what you were trying to warn us about.
Uh-oh. 248-539-9797. Go ahead, buddy.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.